This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, our question, when could you have really used a porta potty? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rebus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
So, I have been a driver for 36 years, and I started out when I was 20 years old. And so in that first year, we had this customer that I would deliver rental computers and stuff. And it was this law firm that was right across the street from the Greyhound bus station. And I was walking out one time. I was done with my work, and I'm going to climb into my minivan, and I realize, like, ah, crap, there's a stream coming down, you know, I must have a hole in my radiator. And so I pop the hood and I walk around to check out what's going on. And the story is not actually about me. It's about the poor guy that was hanging onto my bumper with squatting down while human dung is actively coming out of his butt and this look of absolute terror on his face. And he whispered, "I am so sorry." And I'm, you know, my mouth is just wide open. He goes, "Please don't back up," because I was up right up against a wall. And so apparently it was the only place that he saw that he could do it. And I was like, "Yep, you know what? I get it, dude." And I climbed back in my van and I just sat there for probably another 2 to 3 minutes while this guy finished up. And then suddenly he popped up and he went walking by and he had the roll of toilet paper under his arm and his backpack slung over his shoulder, and he just kind of like, he did not look at me, but he was like, "Thank you so much." And I'm like, "Ah, you got it, man. I get it."
Was this the Greyhound bus station, the old one downtown?
Oh, yes.
You know why? Because he didn't want to go in there and use the bathroom.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Yeah. Exactly. I remember that with the terracotta tiles and the fake plastic plants.
It is so gross. I mean, think about this.
I used to go there and get a sandwich, though. Jesus.
Well, that restaurant was great, and then it moved.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Then there's no reason. The worst one, man, that I've ever smelled, and they've cleaned it up since then, is at 34th Street Station, I believe, in Philadelphia. It's their main train station. Man, it was years ago, but a man like, "I have got to go, and I cannot find a bathroom in this place." Finally find a security guard. I'm like, "Dude, where is the bathroom?" "Yeah, they have redone the station," because at the time, it was still just all old, so the bathrooms weren't close. So he points me down this super long-ass hall. It had to be like 60 feet long. It's like the very end of the hall, then you make a right, and it's at the end of that hall. So I'm just like, cool. So I'm just straight up sprinting to get there. You could start smelling that bathroom about halfway down the 60-foot hall. You haven't even turned the corner yet to the actual hall that the bathroom's in. When you turn that corner, it's thick, like you're in the bathroom, but I'm not in the bathroom. The door is closed, and I'm just like, "Oh, my God." But I had to go, man. I just remember opening that door, and I cannot explain. It felt wet. It smelled worse than any public bathroom I've ever been in my life. And I had to go in there to take a dump, man, and there's just like – hair and poop stains and all the stuff to, on top of the toilet seat. So I had to do the hover poop, which as a dude, I don't generally do the hover poop. They didn't have any of the, what do you call it, the gasket thing.
Gaskets.
None of that, man. I was looking down like, dude, there is hair on the toilet seat. And I mean, I unloaded my business, and it didn't matter how bad my poop was. It couldn't cut through the funk that was already there. It was so gross.
Old train stations, older buildings used to always have the bathrooms at the very bottom of the facility just based on plumbing.
Yeah.
So if you are ever in an old theater, like Paramount Theater, for example, there's a reason you have to walk all the way down the steps to go to the bathroom. Is because
every bar in London.
That's how all those old buildings used to work.
You know what? I didn't know that.
And so, like,
just for plumbing.
That makes sense. Like, Penn Station, or I went to London.
Yeah, think
about
it.
Why do I have to go down two flights of stairs?
And it's white and black tile that you can slip on.
You're right. You're right.
You smell it two steps down. And I mean, you're just going in this cavern of urine. It's like ammonia.
From years.
It just takes over.
Years. And man,
it's just like, oh, God.
First time I went to London.
It feels damp.
Like, every bar there, like, you know, from 1600 or something. It's the same thing. All the bathrooms are down in the basement, but it's always a super narrow passage. It's these stone steps. It's just old buildings. And it's not that the bathrooms are dirty or anything, but people in England,
they just can't be aerated. They can't be aerated.
There's no windows. That's one. Two, people in England are generally shorter than people in the States anyway. But when you consider how old these buildings are, and it's all stone, so they haven't done anything to, like, update it. Like, the plumbing's been updated. But when I went into the bathroom, like, I'm trying to pee, but I'm, like, crouched down to pee because the ceiling was maybe 5 feet high. I mean, it's absolutely
ridiculous. It's the same thing with Chinatown in San Francisco.
What, the bathrooms are?
Oh, the ceilings are like 6 feet high.
She's going there like...
You're like, you're all crouched down like this.
Just to pee.
I still like the story about, and you told me about it, I don't know if it was Scotland or Ireland, but when they banned smoking in the pubs, it had been hundreds of years, and they're
England.
Just like, what is that smell? It's like, oh, it always smelled like this. You just don't, there's no cigarettes to cover it up.
Yeah, they realized it was, because there was all these wood floors. But it had soaked in. Keep in mind, this is England, man. So some of these places have been open. I want to say one of the bars has been open since like 13 something, right?
Yeah.
They stopped smoking in there, and they realized, hey, man, after like 700 years of vomit and pee and sweat and body odor without the smoke, like, this is disgusting. So all these people started investing in air filtration systems.
Right.
Not for the smoke, but to get rid of the stink that existed without the smoke covering it up.
God, you're right about that. It just dawned on me, like... Yeah, when I was in London, I kept getting annoyed. Why do I got to go downstairs to pee?
Everywhere.
And you think it'd be one floor, but half the time it's like two.
No.
It looks like the stairway to hell. When you look down at it, you're like, oh, God. Like dim little light at the bottom. When could you have really used a porta potty? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So I was working with a coworker the other day, and he dropped one of those real men of genius moments. Says every time he goes to a festival or goes camping, he brings dry ice.
Okay.
And he drops the dry ice into the porta potty, and it starts bubbling like a cauldron. And so nobody else wants to use this porta potty, and he's got his own personal one for the entire weekend.
Are you kidding me? And he does this anytime he goes somewhere where there's going to be porta potties.
How long does one chunk of dry ice bubble for, I wonder?
I didn't ask him that, and I wish I knew, but he said he brings it up for the weekend.
Okay.
So he'll just refill as needed then.
I think I'd freak out if I walked into a porta potty and the water was boiling and be like, what did that guy lay down?
Yeah, no kid.
That's some chili.
More than that.
That is actually a brilliant thing, man.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't blow up.
Right. I'm sure he's gotten better at it over the years.
Don't know where you go to buy dry ice these days, but I'm sure it's available somewhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.